Hi, welcome to the Literature Lounge, which is literally and totally dedicated to authors who write books that make great films and conversation starters. So let's just talk books. Hi, in today's episode, we have with us Proshun Roy, who has written many books, but today we are going to discuss with him his book, Devi. So Proshun, I want to know, you've published 5 books across various genres. You know, you've got horror, biography, crime thrillers, translations, and so many other books that are in the pipeline. So how do you define yourself as an author? You know, what genre would you like to identify yourself with? Or would you want to identify at all? And tell us a little bit about your writing journey. Where was the start? How did it happen? And how is it this that you like go across so many subjects?
First of all, thank you so much, Mahua, for inviting me in this show. And I'm really happy to be a part of it. Well, it is true that I have 5 published titles. Out of them, 2 are for children or young adults, I would say, my first 2 books. And they are also the rapid readers for the DPS schools in Gujarat, Baroda. And then I did a biography of Sri Rajbihari Bose. I did a couple of translations of from Bengali to English of legendary Bengali authors. They are going to get published, and one has been already published. And the last book that I did was Devi, a mystery of the Kolkata murders from Rupa Publications. My writing journey, I would say, I used to write short stories even when I was in school and college. And it was around 2013 when I decided to write a full novel, I would say, a full book. And that was the time when I chose a subject. The cloudburst had happened at that time in Uttarakhand. So using that subject, I created the story, which is called Ringo and the Yogi, about a young boy who goes on a trekking trip to Uttarakhand and the floods happen, how he meets a mystic yogi, and he got the courage to rescue everyone on that trip. So that is how the journey began, I would say. And then one after the other, it's happening, I would say. There are about 9 more which are in the pipeline, which coming up. So slowly, wow, they would get revealed. Well, wow, like you said, genre, Mahua, I think, you know, in my opinion, genre is kind of a marketing approach to categorize book, I would say. I don't really identify myself with any genre. So I tell everyone that I write on subjects which excites me and which I think I would be able to write well and my readers would be able to appreciate it. So that is how I define myself as an author by passion, I would say.
Lovely. So now let's just delve straight into your latest book, Devi. So Why don't you tell us, who is Devi? What inspired you for the creation of Devi, and how does it uniquely capture the essence of Kolkata's Durga Puja festival, which is such an intrinsic part of the city and for Bengalis? Why did you select this title, Devi?
So this is Devi, mystery of the Kolkata murders. You see some blood dripping out from here. So Devi is not just a crime thriller. I would say Devi, the book, is a social satire. It's a love story, a story of unconditional love. It's a story of human loss and hope. And it's also a story about Kolkata, which is my city. And if you see a cosmopolitan Kolkata of today also, the Durga Puja festival captures the entire essence of the city and that of the people. And at the center of Durga Puja is Ma Durga or Devi, which every Calcuttan considers as a savior mother, I would say, irrespective of their caste, creed and religion. And when I decided to write a crime thriller, the first idea that came to my mind, honestly, was to write something centered around the city of Kolkata. And the title Devi, it almost came instantaneously because Devi or Durga Puja's Ma Durga, it is associated with Akal Bodhan, the untimely invocation of the goddess, and which is also the definition of a victory of good over evil. So Devi not just defines that victory, it defines the city of Kolkata as well. So if you read this book, when somebody would read it, they would see that the city plays a very important role. It's almost like a character next to the protagonist, I would say. And there are different chapters in this book, and each chapter also is named after a day of the festival. So Devi defines the city, Devi defines the people, Devi defines that sentiment. It also defines that victory of good over evil. So all of it together is what Devi means in this book.
It's personally extremely exciting for me because I'm a Bengali and I completely relate to this entire sentiment myself. The book True. Actually focuses on a roller coaster ride during the festival in the city. Mm-hmm. You know, while a fugitive business baron is being extradited from Spain into India. Wow.
Right.
You know, what made you blend these two storylines together, and why did you plot the extradition story in the middle of a festival of Durga Puja?
Okay, so, you know, even though the central theme of this book is a crime story, I think every story, the central theme is like a trunk of a tree. And that trunk has an associated network of roots which go deep down into the soil. And they're sublime, they're invisible at the beginning, but they have a very strong connection with that central trunk. Here also, if you see, there are two prime events which are taking place. One is an extradition of a business tycoon, a fugitive business tycoon, and there are murders happening in the city. At the beginning, they're seemingly unrelated to each other. The incidents associated with the murders and the incidents associated with the extradition, they are initially totally unrelatable. But as the reader goes on into each of the pages of the book, they would find that there is some connection which is slowly getting prominent as they move on. Now, to your second question, when you asked me that, why did I plot a, you know, extradition of a business baron? Honestly speaking, in today's time, we see a lot of our businessmen around the world, you know, getting shelter across foreign countries. They're getting out. So when we see a business baron getting extradited from Spain, I would say it's something which we see around us in today's world. And the extradition of such fugitives is a natural progression of time that would happen sometimes or the other, sooner or later. And it's like a secret recipe to blend that flavor of extraditing somebody who has done a major scam, coming into the city during a time when it is buzzing during the festival, and a murder is happening, or a series of murders are happening. Together, it creates a unique recipe which would keep the readers, you know, focused until the end of the book, I would say.
Is there any connotation, you know, to what we see in our recent times? Who's been the inspiration behind this, you know, extradition in the story? Would you share that with us?
So, we have seen a lot of extradition efforts going on behalf of our country, I would say. So what I imagined was like something like this is possible in the near future as well. And when somebody like that comes back, their retribution awaits them also. So whatever mistakes or wrongdoings such people do, when they are extradited back, it is a destiny, I would say, and destiny would always bring that to their karma. So that is what together defines this process, I would say.
Wonderful. So by and large, actually, we can call this like a murder mystery, right? It is a thriller where we see so many unexpected deaths taking place. Mm-hmm. It's regardless to say that we are now in an era where the predominance of crime thrillers and murder mysteries are all the time around in the OTT mm-hmm. sector, books and movies. So how is it different from other contemporary crime thrillers?
I have a few points which I consider, you know, prime in this particular case, because I had been asked about why and how is Devi different from the predominance of crime thrillers all around us. My answer is, if you see, whenever you read a crime story or see a crime series, the answer of satisfaction lies in the way the story comes to a conclusion. And among the predominance of crime stories which are around us in various platforms and various media, I see a majority of them don't reach a completeness as we come to the peak or the end of that particular storyline. I think any such story should have either of the two. Either it should leave the viewers or the readers with a sense of completeness, fulfillment, or it should leave them with a question to think and ponder over and also wish and dream for more, what's coming up next. So either of the two needs to be there in a story to make it complete and successful. So this is what I tried to do in Devi very, very meticulously. So whenever a reader would read this, they would understand what I am trying to communicate over here. And secondly, this story is also about a deep human sentiment, sentiments which considers colors of love, I would say, a boundless love, which we all know as mother's love, the motherly love. There is a question in this book, can that love germinate inside a man also? Is it irrespective of gender? The motherly love, unconditional love, does it evolve beyond the barriers of a person's gender, person's social status, everything together? So Devi, the ultimate power which showers, I would say, justice upon all, what comes to our mind when we hear the word Devi, it is something which is irrespective of who we are. It's just what can evolve in any human being. So this is a question which will haunt the readers when they read this book, that who is Devi? Is it somebody we know, or is it somebody completely different that we can imagine of?
So can we consider your work as deeply psychological, you know, as a Japanese thriller or a very gory affair of a criminal act, like the American thrillers? Or would you, say that it is totally something else? And how would you categorize this book, and who do you think would be an appropriate audience for this book?
Okay, so I would say, no, this book is not a gory as such affair that is there in this storyline. Neither it is deeply psychological. It is more, the USP of this book is, this book is about, also about the city of Kolkata, its associated beauties, intricacies, myths, gossips, local flavors, all that comes out as you read the story. So the crimes and the mystery goes hand in hand with the city altogether. It's almost like breathing and talking to the readers when one reads it. And I would say this is not a psychological thriller. It's not a very gory, murderous book. But it leaves the users, the readers, I would say, with an after effect. An after effect which is a feeling in their hearts without troubling their mind, I would say. So that is what the book's intention was when I wrote it. I would say an intended audience would be readers of 15 years and above. Anyone would be able to appreciate whatever is being blended into this book.
So Proshun, I have a question here, you know, so to hunt down the prime suspect, I mean, Devi is a satire really to highlight the inefficiencies of the police force and the fallacies of the administration. Do you justify yourself that a part of this is true?
Well, I think there are certain things which does come into the category of fallacies, like you said, in many cases which we see around us. But when we look at the law enforcement and the administration, especially the police force, they also have their own challenges, I would say. And when we face a crisis, we consider it their inefficiencies rather than considering them as a challenge for them. So you would be knowing that during the Durga Puja festival, there is a multitude of people who come from across the country and abroad to the city. The city is buzzing with millions of people during that time. And in that situation, when a crime is happening and an extradition is happening altogether, so everything is unfolding at the same point of time. And during all those 5 days, it is a challenge for the administration, the police also, to maintain law and order, to keep the lives of the people as normal while they, find out the fugitive and they find out the criminal over here. So indirectly, I would say that this book, Devi, is also the story of the police force. It is also a story for them, I would say.
The book touches on the power dynamics between the rich and influential mm-hmm. and the impact of their actions on society. So mm-hmm. how did you approach, these narratives in addressing these issues that we know exist?
It is a sad truth which is there in our society, I would say. And it's a blatant cruelty which every common man of our country and many other countries also face and are victims to. There is power dynamics, there is bureaucracy in many levels. I would say we can see it in healthcare, we can see it in politics, red tape, we can see it in the legal systems and everywhere. So I tried to bring out that flavor in this book as to whatever is happening altogether, and it concentrates during that festival time. So it becomes more visible to the eyes of the people when they face such a situation. But the book also goes on to bring another idea, that is, when a common man is, cornered, and that common man is at the point of desperation, a common man or a common group of people who are facing such a crisis, they can go beyond and retaliate. They can also fight back, and knowing the fact that they might get annihilated or they might die also, they don't, move back. They go forward and fight against any such atrocity, knowing that it would ignite further flames to fight more and more. So it is also a story of that struggle, I would say, which comes out through the storyline of Devi.
So, let's just say, who does Devi resemble? Is she a modern woman of today? Is it a character from a mythology? Or is it completely different? I think it'll be wonderful for our listeners to be able to hear. According to me, I think Devi is a representation of the modern woman. And but I would like to hear your part, Roshan.
Okay, so there is a take on this. Devi does represent the modern woman, the traditional woman, the traditional Indian, I would say, and it also represents something else. So, without revealing the central theme, whenever a person is reading the book and they haven't finished it, I would say, ask yourself the question, who is Devi? What does Devi define? When one hears the word Devi, what does it come to your mind? And you look at the cover of this book altogether. So what does that sentiment give to you? Is it just womanhood, or is it just justice, or is it something else? It creates a significance as to somebody, a supreme power which exists around us, which protects us, which gives us strength from within. And that power, I would say, was existent even during the Puranas and also in the modern times. It's existent in man and woman. It's existent in mythology and reality. So that is that strength, that inner strength, that power which surrounds us and makes us human. Devi is a definition of that strength also, I would say.
I have a request here, Prashant. Will you please read a favorite part of the book while you were writing? Do you have the book with you? Will you please read maybe a paragraph for our listeners, a part that has got your heart in it?
Okay, so because the book has a strong connotation with the Durga Puja festival, I'll read out one portion which I like and many people had appreciated also. So it's in a chapter which is called the Mahapanchami. So the days of the festival are the chapters, and this is on page 56. So this is defining one of the murders which is happening. It goes like this. Meanwhile, early afternoon, Talukdar arrived at the Grand Orchid Hotel along with his muse Monica, the exotic dancer and movie actress. The duo were the chief guests for the inauguration of the famous Tollygunge Societal Durga Puja. The organizers had booked a room in the plush hotel for them to rest and for some refreshment. While Monica took the room keys, Talukdar said to one of the members of the organizing committee, "The car should be ready in an hour and we would come down and head for the inauguration ceremony." Talukdar and Monica walked away with an air of arrogance and headed towards their designated room. After entering the room, Talukdar sat on the luxurious couch while Monica made a nice drink of single malt for him. As they sat and Talukdar took a sip and sat back with a relaxed mood, Monica went to the restroom. And as she closed the restroom's door and took out her makeup and was about to start, she heard the shattering sound of glass breaking and a loud cry. Even in that moment of shock, she recognized the voice. Monica rushed out of the restroom and shuddered when she saw that Talukdar had been pinned down to the couch by an arrow piercing through his neck. The man was bleeding profusely and struggling to say something. Before she could understand anything, another arrow flew in from outside the window and struck Talukdar through his head. The man cried out in pain for a while and then lay still. Monica was in a daze, shivering from shock. She picked up the intercom and screamed, "Murder, murder." So this is one part, one of the murders which happens on the day of Panchami. And Talukdar is a secretary to the chief minister, as the character over here, who is about to inaugurate a particular Durga Puja festival, a pandal, I would say. And if you look at the cover has a stark image of goddess Durga. There is this smoke which is surrounding her, which creates the mystery. And the weapons of Devi is also visible over here. So there is a strong connection to all of this in this book, as to even the murders are happening with one of the weapons of the goddess over here. So in this case, it was the bow and arrow, which is referred to over here. So every murder happens with some weapon of Durga. The question is, why is the murderer doing it? Why is this strong connotation? And the writing of Devi in blood, that is what is found beside most of the murders, I would say. So why is somebody doing it? Why is somebody using the weapons of the goddess? What is the indication over here for the readers to find out who is doing it? And what is the reason behind it? So that's the prime question, which goes on till the end, I would say.
So the last question that stays with me is this, that there would be many aspiring writers, authors who would love to know from you, especially with the number of books that you already have under your belt. What is it that you will give them as words of advice, from the publishing part and, from writing a thriller? What is it that they need to keep in mind, Prashun?
Okay, so I think what I have learned in these few years is writing is a journey and not a destination, as they say. So it is definitely something which I consider as a discipline. So writing a book is a discipline and a lot of hard work. So when you are creating a storyline which should be strong enough to hold the reader's interest till the end, because, many readers who had read Devi, they had said that the book is unputdownable till the end. We finished it at a single go. So when you're creating a backbone of a storyline, which is going to be strong throughout, you have to have a disciplined approach and you have to put in a lot of hard work, be it your research, be it your character creations, be it your narrative and language. So that is what defines an author. It's a lonely process when you are writing a book, but the process is very, very satisfying when the book comes out and is appreciated by everyone.
Thank you so much, Prashun, for being on today's podcast. I think those were really words of great advice, that the discipline that's needed, while you're creating your characters, putting down the research for the book to have, enough data that people can relate to. And of course, the love for writing that evidently, obviously, that you have. And wishing you lots and lots of luck for many, many more books. And this was Prosoon Roy with his latest book, Devi. Thank you so much for being on today's podcast. Thank you for tuning into the Literature Lounge, which is an all-year-round Dune Literature Festival dedicated to writers across the globe. You can get in touch with us via LinkedIn or DM us at our Instagram page, The Mohua Show. Or you can also email us at hello@themohuashow.com to discuss your books and also meet authors you haven't yet met at the Literature Lounge.